the unwritten guide to the corporate working day length. How long is a work day in real life? It's a question many of us ask, yet the answer often lies in those unwritten rules that shape each company's culture. While official contracts outline set hours, say 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., the real workday can vary widely depending on where you are in the world, your boss's expectations, the company's culture, and your own career ambitions. Below is a breakdown of the common types of workdays you might encounter in European and American big company life, moving from the bare minimum to the maximum. 1. The basic workday. This is the minimum you're paid for and what's stated in your contract or employee handbook, e.g. 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. with a one-hour lunch. Reality check. If you consistently work just these hours, some employers or clients may raise an eyebrow, even if you're meeting all your deliverables. In many corporate environments, merely doing the bare minimum can be perceived as lacking initiative or commitment. 2. The standard workday. The standard workday typically involves a slight extension of the basic hours, such as starting 15 minutes earlier, e.g. 8:45, I am leaving 15 minutes later, 5:15 p.m., or shortening your lunch break from an hour to 30 minutes, so you effectively put in about 8.5 hours of work. This small daily extra is common and generally goes unnoticed because it feels like a modest show of good faith. While it won't necessarily make you stand out, it does help avoid the stigma that can come with working the strict minimum. 3. The professional workday. A professional workday often means adding about one extra hour of work beyond the basic schedule, working through your lunch, or arriving at 8:30 a.m. and leaving at 5:30 p.m. Over a week, that extra hour each day becomes 5 additional hours, enough to signal that you're serious about your role and willing to go the extra mile. Many people aiming for growth or wanting to show dedication adopt this schedule because it helps build a strong professional reputation without sacrificing all personal time. 4. The corporate workday. This is the 10-hour shift, often 8 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., that many managers, team leads, or people pushing for promotions stick to. By consistently putting in 2 additional hours each day, you ensure nobody questions your commitment. Demonstrate a willingness to invest more time than the average employee. 5. Going beyond 10 hours. Above 10 hours per day, there should be a clear reason, like a major project deadline, a personal career goal, or substantial compensation. Consistently logging 12-hour days for an 8-hour salary may suggest someone is taking advantage of you, so it's worth evaluating why you're investing so much extra time. If you find yourself regularly working 12 hours or more, are you doing it for promotion? Perhaps you're aiming for a promotion or to prove you're indispensable. Financial incentive. You're being paid for the extra hours, making it worth your while. Personal choice. Some people genuinely thrive on their work, but remember to consider long-term mental health and work-life balance. If none of these apply, it might be time to set boundaries. Consistent overwork without a clear benefit can lead to burnout. 6. The high-level professional workday. Once you rise to a certain pay grade or responsibility level, think senior management or specialized contractors, the 10-hour day often becomes the new baseline because of responsibility overload. At higher levels, tasks are more complex and you're expected to juggle more. Meeting overlaps. Coordinating with multiple time zones can stretch your day. Buffer time. Those 2 extra hours can act as a buffer, offering flexibility. If you occasionally leave early or take a longer lunch, you've already banked extra hours. Formally, many companies will still say 8 hours plus lunch, but in practice, 10 hours is the norm at this level. It's an unspoken agreement that you work more, but also gain flexibility when you need personal or creative breaks. Learning your company's unofficial hours. Every corporation has its own unofficial hours shaped by global collaboration. Working with teams in Europe, America, or APAC can shift start/end times. Leadership norms. Some bosses expect you in before they arrive and won't be happy if you leave before they do. Local culture. Certain regions place a premium on face time while others care more about output. It's crucial to observe and adapt to your company's nuances. Ask colleagues. Pay attention to when emails start flying in and see when most people arrive or leave. That's often more telling than the official handbook. Final thoughts. How long is a workday? Depends on more than your contract. It's also about unwritten cultural norms. Understanding these tiers, from the basic workday to the high-level professional standard, can help you navigate expectations, protect your boundaries, and make informed decisions about how you allocate your time. Ultimately, remember that your time is valuable. If you're consistently going beyond what you're paid for, make sure it's for a purpose that benefits both your career and your personal well-being.